Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, and here we are on the floor at the beautiful Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo, and that's hashtag C14LV if you are tweeting at home, if you want to follow us and see all of the exciting interviews we've done throughout the day. And right now we have somebody from Oracle, which is always a special treat for us here at OAUG Radio.
Yes, we do. We have Vice President, Manufacturing Supply Chain Products, eBusiness Suite Product Development. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Ramon. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
So we've done this before. We've had a conversation at either Oracle Open World or maybe last year's OAUG Collaborate 13, but we've had a conversation before. I bet a lot's happened since then.
That's right. It was last Open World when we met, I think.
It was Open World. All right. Well, get us caught up, man. Tell us a little bit about eSuite. What's happening in that world?
eBusiness Suite is now out with release 12.2. And okay. It's something very unique that we've done with that release from a technology standpoint. We've created something called as online patching, which allows ERP users to be online while the patching is going on at the same time. It's a culmination of technology from the database with a feature called edition-based redefinition. And on top of that, we added a lot of features on the patching side of things to make it work for customers to be online when the patching is going on. If you see our typical user base, you know, they would bring down the system for several hours in the middle of the night to patch the ERP systems.
Yeah.
And we've kind of completely fixed that problem of just requiring a bounce of a few minutes as opposed to a significant downtime. And if you look at the user base of manufacturing, where you need 24/7 factories to be running.
Right. They can't afford to be down for a couple hours, right?
Exactly.
So that was a real concern for your customers, and you thought that you were able to improve that and you were able to get rid of that downtime?
Right. This has been something about 20 years in the making from a technology standpoint.
Because it's not that simple, right? Like, they ask for it, but sometimes you can't
deliver.
Well,
it's simple now. Yeah. It wasn't. You guys talk about it like at every conference for the last 20 years.
Right.
And it's like it's this thing out there hanging, and then finally you pulled it off.
Right. So it's been a lot of technology effort as well as the patching technology on top of it. We have a whole bunch of early adopter customers who are actually implementing 12.2. We have a handful of them already live and a significant number of them going live later this year.
Now, when you do an upgrade like that to 12.2, how long does it typically take for the people to switch over and upgrade?
The 11i to R12 upgrade is significant because there is a lot of re-architecture specifically on different products from financials to supply chain, all of the areas. The 12.1 to 12.2 upgrade is a technical upgrade, and it's not very significant. So it does require an infrastructure change from the database to the middleware. But it's more of a shorter time than what you would typically look for from 11i to R12 upgrade.
So you spoke a moment ago of early adopters, and I guess that's always the way, right? There's this small cadre of early adopters that are willing to get out front, and then behind that there'll be this second wave of folks that say, okay, now I'm on board. How do you manage through all that? Do you have ongoing relationships with early adopters and you kind of keep them posted on the latest, greatest? How does that part work?
So there are two releases that we have, release 12.1, which we have extended support through 2019, and which is actually a perfectly good release. So a lot of our customers are upgrading or in the process of already stabilizing on 12.1, and they could be on that for a considerable amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
For those customers who really want this online patching capability for from a technology standpoint, are considering going to 12.2, and that is actually a smaller number. And we expect more of them down the next few years to actually migrate to 12.2. So we've been working with a handful of customers beginning with an early adopter program and those who actually want the 12.2 capabilities to be upgrading to 12.2 in this next year.
And working with and through Oracle Application Users Group, speak to that a little bit and how that impacts this whole process.
Right. So OAUG is kind of our partner in this whole effort. We actually communicate to our customers with some of these new releases that have come up through OAUG. We get feedback through OAUG, and we also have a system in place that we actually work with individual customers and their needs in that process. And this is an ongoing thing. We just do it across all of the countries and regions as well, specifically working with the OAUG group.
And that's important because that shapes the software, right? It's not just Oracle saying you should do this. This is the customer saying we need this, and then you guys work together and come up with the best solution for everybody.
That is correct. So they kind of really are the representatives from our customers from this event as well as multiple other events that we do. And they bring in the needs from the customer as well as we communicate through them as to what needs to be done. We met with the senior management from the OAUG team yesterday, and they had talked about what is the positioning, what are the new things that are coming from e-business suite, and how do we communicate to the customers. And they also have the mechanism of actually bringing back some of the key things that we need to do from a product perspective.
Now, has big data impacted any of this?
Big data is actually a very important theme, and in-memory technology along with big data is something that we are looking at across the board from both from a technology perspective as well as from applications.
Uh-huh.
We actually have built and created several in-memory application products over the last year, including two in e-business suite with in-memory cost management. And this is really something that takes in large volumes of data in real time and to be able to solve critical business problems in real time. Things that we couldn't do before with prior technology.
Now, when we were at Oracle Open World, a big topic of conversation was this big data. How's that playing into your world, big data?
All customers face this very fundamental problem of growing volumes of data. And some of these batch programs that have been created in the ERP solutions run slower and slower over time. And there's only so much you can do to tune them to make them run faster. With Oracle's current technology, with our Exadata machines, as well as our in-memory database, we have created a new paradigm to actually looking at large volumes of growing volumes of data and be able to use technology to actually drive speed and to be able to create certain business problems that we couldn't solve before. So it's the ability to look at that growing volumes of data and to solve those problems with the technology, which is really what big data is all about.
And when you have this much data out there, it seems like just terabytes upon terabytes are being created on a daily basis, and now you're able to tap into it and use it and leverage it. That must be so exciting for you at Oracle because you guys are working in that constantly.
Absolutely. There are very unique technologies that our Exadata hardware provides and our in-memory technology along with that. And what we've been able to do is to leverage those technology capabilities. You know, how much of data is in the storage, how much of data is in the database, when do you bring it to the cache, how do you use the data in real time, and how do you actually build applications that will be critical for certain business users from using the technology is what this is all about.
Well, and I would think that this is spawning a whole cottage industry. There's probably entire new businesses being built and thriving just because this is becoming such an important part of the ecosystem now. Is that accurate? There's just new businesses coming out that are only consulting to and helping folks do this stuff, right?
That is correct. There are a number of them that are actually focused on solving these big data problems. But in-memory technology is pretty core to this, and there are various different types of in-memory technology that Oracle provides,
right?
Including at the operational reporting level, we have a technology called Endeca, which we have actually acquired and integrated with the business suite in the last releases.
Well, and that was a big story when we were at Oracle Open World, right? Was this acquisition of Endeca. That's been huge.
That is correct. So we acquired Endeca in 2011. It's an in-memory technology more from an operational reporting standpoint, which runs certain websites like HomeDepot.com or Dice.com.
Yeah, just little kinda sites like that.
Kind of bringing the shopping cart type of an experience to users. So once we acquired the technology, we've kind of integrated that with eBusiness Suite to provide a similar shopping cart type of an experience for the average ERP user. And that's now available for across all of eBusiness Suite users with all of the different modules in eBusiness Suite.
So now you're specifically involved in manufacturing and supply chain products, is that right?
That is correct.
Now, is that globally or just in the United States?
It's global. Our products are sold globally. Some of the largest manufacturers globally run our products, both from discrete manufacturing as well as process manufacturing. So we have very large customers in all industries, from industrial manufacturing, steel
manufacturing. And it's all over the world?
It's all over the
industry.
The world. That's
so now, are you traveling all over the place trying to implement this throughout the world?
I'm actually a part of the product development group. I do travel to meet customers a few times. I'm not in the implementation side, so I actually build products that are implemented by the consulting organizations.
He's been walking the carpet, signing autographs all morning.
That's right.
I mean, what do you do when you're at OAUG Collaborate? What do you do with your time? You hang out with?
Are you speaking?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yes. So there are several things that we do in events like Collaborate. We have specific sessions where we actually talk about what we have built and what we are doing in the next year and so on and so forth. We have demo grounds where we actually showcase our products. We meet with individual customers and partners. We meet with our OAUG representatives to talk about issues from customers. So we actually span a pretty detailed agenda for when we come here to meet with our customers and to listen to them.
Well, that's why this works so well. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure that this is not a surprise to you, but over and over again, we hear from people that we have conversations with on this broadcast, Oracle, you guys genuinely listen to the customer. You don't just go out and build something and then say, here, you guys genuinely listen and you incorporate that into your new offerings, and it's paying off for everybody. Everybody wins when you do that.
That is correct. So we actually have a very, very detailed enhancement request process, which we actually collect from our customers. We use these venues to provide voting for them. We have customer advisory boards. We look at what needs to be prioritized from every release and which vehicle we can deliver them. And then we're also looking at new innovative solutions from mobility to others into the next year, where we actually review a lot of the designs with our customers earlier on before we actually build them.
That's no accident this event's called Collaborate, right?
That is correct.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, the website, do you guys have a YouTube maybe for some of the implementations? What's the best way for them to learn more about what you guys are up to?
So we do leverage a lot of the YouTube channels for promoting some of our new products, especially the e-business suite for Endeca. We actually have a YouTube complete separate channel for it. It's youtube.com/OracleEBSDemos. So you can actually just ask the users to go in there and look at each of these products and how they work, and they have live demos that you can see and promote to your user base.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, man, and thanks so much for joining us today.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
All righty. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.